In a time of intense spiritual searching, there stands an educational institution rich in hope, having found that the fundamental truths of the Bible will satisfy all searching. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Thousands of years ago, the Israelites demanded of God that He give them a king, and God gave them a king. Saul was his name. At the beginning, he was a good and humble ruler, but Saul rebelled against God, and God sent another to take over the leadership of His chosen people, a humble shepherd boy named David, who slew the giant Goliath, while all the armies of Israel and their king cowered in fear. Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands rang in the streets of Jerusalem.
My father, a messenger has arrived from Bethlehem with a message from the elders.
What do they want, Melchishua?
He says the Philistines are attacking again, my lord.
They're always plaguing us.
The messenger bears a request for aid from the elders.
How far inland have the Philistines come?
Bands of the enemy have burned and ravaged as far as the valley of Barak. Small bands stampeded the flocks, killed shepherds and travelers, burned the vineyards, then they faded into the hills.
I cannot send aid.
My father, can this be Saul speaking?
I wish to hear no more of the matter.
Shall we sit here drinking and making merry, father? Perhaps if we drink long enough, we can dream the Philistines back to their cities. If the king, my father, is weary, let me see to the matter.
The people cheer for David as if they would have him as king. And let the Philistines destroy his kingdom. Let the enemy take his flocks, orchards, vineyards, and fields. Now leave me.
Yes, my father, I will leave you to your thoughts.
Did my lord sleep well last night?
There was too much noise without. As governor of my household, you should have...
I had the guards disperse the revelers.
Oh.
Saul's harpist and Jonathan talked in the throne room till near dawn.
David, what say the people this morning?
They acclaim him as a hero. I have heard that Samuel has prophesied again.
He's forever in his religious trances.
Samuel has said that David will be the king's son-in-law before winter.
So, have I not promised him, Mirab?
But Mirab is not pleased about her marriage. She sulks in her chamber.
For what reason?
She refused to meet David at the gate. She says she does not wish to marry a shepherd out of Judah. To such I could find no worthy answer.
What else did Samuel say?
Why should Saul concern himself with it?
Let me decide what shall concern me.
Oh, it will anger you.
I command you to tell me.
Samuel has said that the house of Saul will be utterly put to the sword, and that God has set Saul aside, and that Israel will have a new king.
Has Samuel said who this new king will be?
No.
Abinadab! Send David, the slayer of giants, to me.
Yes, my lord.
Curse this sweet-faced boy, his gentle ways and his music. My arm freed Israel, not his airy songs.
Lord, father, you look troubled.
Michael, this pretty boy will not cast me down. I would that I were Moloch and he my sacrifice. I would crush him.
Michael?
Yes, mother?
Find David quickly and tell him to bring his harp. I see the evil in your father's eyes again.
Seek him out! The slayer of 10,000s!
Oh, mother, I'm afraid. I'm afraid the king will take his life.
Do as I say, child, and quickly.
Play, David, for the love of God. You are the only one who can soothe him.
Mm-hmm.
This song is strange, David. When did you write it?
I do not remember the day. I used to sing it to lull the sheep.
Think, son of Jesse. Remember the time, the place, the occasion.
If my Lord will forgive me, I know only that it was in a moment of fear. The sheep of Judah asked no questions about my songs.
Give me an answer.
My Lord King, I cannot.
Disobey Saul? Defy his word?
Father, no!
Then die! Die by the spear of Saul!
What's happening? David! David, are you all right?
Yes. His aim was poor.
It's not Saul who would hurt you, my friend, but the evil spirit that vexes him. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
My son, the Philistines are ravaging our land.
Don't worry. I will see to the battle, my father.
And permit me to accompany the prince.
You?
Yes, my lord.
You are a youth, unaccustomed to battle.
Let me come with you.
Let the others go forth. You are just home safely. Both of you stay in safety.
Give women knowledge of the kingdom and soon they would rule us.
But must we fight a war because a few wild young men cross a border?
They raid, loot, and kill.
So they kill us and we kill them and so the cycle goes on forever.
Enough, wife. If we went looking for a just war, we'd never go to battle.
Send another in Jonathan's place.
Who would go, mother? Saul? No. Save him for the hour when the enemy is in strength. Abner? He is the mind of Israel when Saul is ill. Would you send a garrison of tired men? No. I will go.
Do not go alone. Take my armor-bearer, David, and part of the household guard.
I will rest easily knowing that David watches over you with never-sleeping eyes.
Sire, it is so imprudent to take a battle-weary youth.
Why not take him? Your men... My son and David shall go forth together. I have decided. Return victorious, and we will celebrate your wedding as Mirab, my eldest daughter, becomes your bride. You leave at dawn.
As my lord commands.
And David, be no longer my armor-bearer. Be henceforth the captain of 1,000. Go into the thick of battle. Be valiant and shrink not from before the foe.
My lord Saul sent for me.
What news of the battle? And of David?
The people sing the praise of David in the streets. He walks uprightly before them. He is pleased at the prospect of becoming son-in-law of the king. But your daughter Mirab still protests.
He has already slain 100 Philistines for me as token of his devotion to me. Expects to claim Mirab as wife. How can I best show Saul's disfavor?
Good day, my father.
Come in, my daughter. Where is your sister Mirab?
Sulking in her room at the prospect of being wedded to David. If I were so blessed, I would not sulk.
She need no longer sulk. I've decided to give her unto another prince for a wife.
But she promised to David.
When he comes to claim his bride, she will already be wed.
That does not displease you, does it, Michael?
You read a maiden's heart too well, Abinadab.
Michael, do you have affection for the shepherd of Israel?
Oh, I have loved him since the first moment he placed his foot in the palace of Saul.
That pleases me, Michael. I shall give you to David for wife, then you may keep me informed of his plans.
Oh, Lord, Father, David does not plot against you.
A spy in David's household. That will be good.
You forget one thing, Father. I love him. It is good that you have returned unscathed from the wars.
Is it good, Michael? Your father meant me to die under the weapons of the Philistines.
A father's wishes and a daughter's are not always the same.
You are his favorite child. Yet I returned to find Mirab, who was to have been my wife, married to another.
Are you terribly disappointed?
It is a great honor to wed the daughter of a king.
And if the king will decide to give you another daughter...
I don't understand.
I, too, am a daughter of Saul.
I know. But you always seemed more of a friend than the daughter of a king. You were a lovely little girl that grew up in the palace.
Oh, I am no longer a little girl, David. David, look at me. Look at me.
I am, Michael.
What do you see?
A slender girl with great dark eyes and hair soft and lovely. I see a very lovely woman, Michael.
My father is going to give me to you as wife. I hope you are pleased.
Michael. Mirab was the eldest. A cold and haughty princess, but the eldest. And as such, I dared not think of marrying the younger, though my heart was drawn to her.
Oh, I love you, David. Sweet singer of Israel. Oh, how good it is to wed a man one loves. Oh, but David, my father demands that you slay 100 Philistines for my hand.
I see.
Oh, I fear for you. Oh, I love my father when the evil mood is not upon him. But when it is, I shudder. He wants you to die at the hands of the Philistines.
And he wants you to be my wife so that you may act as a spy. Isn't that true?
It is true. Oh, but David, there is another truth that you must not forget. I do love you.
My father wishes to see me?
I've called you here, Jonathan, with my most trusted servants for a reason. You know I gave my daughter Michael to wife to David.
And my sister is blissfully happy. She adores him.
I did not wish that to happen. I wanted her to
be a spy for Saul. Why do you hate him so, Father?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon him. The Spirit of the Lord has left Saul. Therefore I hate David. That is why I called you here. You are to take his life.
Next week, King Saul plots further action against David, whose life is dangerously tied to the king's through his marriage to Michal and his vow of brotherly love with Jonathan. This special series was written by William Wilson and adapted for radio by Doris Harris. Listen again next week for part 3 of God Had a Plan, a special program from Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.